Attorney General John Ashcroft has announced that the FBI has discovered nearly 900 more documents related to the Oklahoma City bombing investigation. Ashcroft said yesterday that these were the last of the missing materials. The Attorney General said a review of the documents produced no new evidence that would change Timothy McVeigh's conviction, and he urged McVeigh's swift execution. But lawyers for the convicted bomber say they aren't convinced all the documents have been turned over, and they will seek a stay of execution. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
At a press conference announcing that the FBI has discovered even more documents that should have been turned over to Timothy McVeigh's lawyers before trial, Attorney General John Ashcroft tried to take the moral high ground.
As this report explains, the American people can have confidence that all documents now have been identified and produced, and that nothing in any of these documents undermines McVeigh's admission of the murder of 168 of his fellow American citizens.
Ashcroft defended the FBI, saying the missing documents represented less than 1% of the evidence that was turned over, and he disparaged the evidentiary value of the recently discovered materials.
For example, a lengthy collection of newspaper and magazine clippings, including photos from a swimsuit calendar, was received from a person under psychiatric care.
The Attorney General asserted that the 30-day stay of execution was long enough for McVeigh's lawyers to review the new material, and he called for Timothy McVeigh to be executed without further delay on June 11th.
Failure to carry out the sentence after such thorough and careful compliance has been achieved would thwart justice and deny victims closure and would discredit our judicial system.
The denial of justice in not delaying this execution further will be denying justice to someone who has been condemned by a jury who was not allowed to see all of the evidence.
Chris Tritico represents Timothy McVeigh. Tritico says that the little more than 2 weeks before McVeigh's scheduled execution is not enough time for defense lawyers to conduct a proper investigation.
What we've got to do is analyze all this stuff, get our stuff put together, meet with our client, and file it. And that will be done.
McVeigh's defense team will likely file a motion for a stay of execution with U.S. District Judge Richard Mache sometime next week. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.